As a young Black man, playwright Nathan James often felt like he had to mask his emotions. The Pittsburgh native returns to the August Wilson Center this week to perform his one-man play, Growing Pains. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young recently spoke with James about his show, which explores the idea that how and where we grow up impacts who we become.
Nathan James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So growing up in Beltsuver in the 90s, it sounds like you experienced this certain narrative that we tend to see a lot, gang violence, poverty, but then you were sort of shipped across town for your acting classes. What was navigating that divide like at that time for you?
You know, my parents saw the importance of having me, my brother, and my sister active and not just hanging around the house and definitely not hanging on the streets. But when I'm in these classes, I'm there with middle-class kids and rich kids.
Right.
So I get to see how they live and how they interact with each other, which was totally foreign to me because I'm a product of my environment. And so I never felt completely included into that circle. But then I get into my community, I never really completely fit in there either. So it gave me this ability to be a part of two different worlds, but to be able to step back and analyze both of them. I mean, I learned to reconcile those once I got a little older and once I started to turn that into artistic endeavors.
Now you've been away from Pittsburgh for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Being an outsider now to the city itself, are you able to view your experience as a youth as sort of a microcosm for the two Pittsburghs that we're seeing now, the sort of the world of progress and then those that were maybe left behind?
It is hard to get here and to see how much progress that Pittsburgh is making. But my people, particularly Black people, are still in the same place. And so we're wondering, like, who is this city most livable for? And I'm starting to see places and childhood memories being torn down and built up. And I don't have a problem with, you know, sharing the city with people who are moving in. It's just like saying that we didn't want nice things before. Like, we didn't want more of a police presence. We didn't want organic food stores. We didn't want a nice coffee shop. We wanted those things, too. But we couldn't get those things when we were just Black people living in a neighborhood. We can only get those when other cultures come in.
I want to talk about your show itself. It's a one-man show. Does it break down stereotypes in any ways, perhaps, of the African-American experience in Pittsburgh?
I think it actually goes underneath those things. I think we can attack Black manhood and Blackness from a surface level way too much, but rarely do we get to pull back the layers. And once you pull back the layers, you begin to see some fears, some vulnerabilities, some hurt, some sadness that people really aren't dealing with. And so they put on this mask of hypermasculinity to pretend as though it's not affecting them, to pretend like, oh, ain't nothing mess with me, blah, 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 blah. But underneath that, all you have is fear and vulnerability. And so it's really, really going underneath what that means by checking out our experiences, how we grow up, how do these things affect us, how does not being able to express your feelings, how does not being able to say that you're hurt, not being able to cry, how does that affect you from a boy becoming a man?
What do you hope audience members take away from your show?
I would like people to walk away knowing that they can tell their sons, we don't teach them that they can cry. We don't teach them that they can be vulnerable, that they can be soft, that they can be happy. It's okay to admit that you're depressed. And it's okay to seek help. And you don't have to be strong all the time. And that, you know, men cry, men feel vulnerable, men have fears, men feel pain. And a lot of times we take that pain out on our bodies, you know, through drinking, through substance abuse. And, you know, people don't realize that they're really trying to numb pain. And there are other ways to deal with that pain. And so I would like people to leave with more of an understanding of why we are the way we are, instead of always talking about the behavior. What is the cause of the behavior? And I think that it's okay for boys not to really understand what's going on, but to begin to learn to educate themselves and to learn that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be into things that people say only white people are into. You know what I mean? You're allowed to be yourself. You're allowed to be an individual. You don't have to go with the crowd.
Nathan James, thanks again so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.